that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever wanted for, a love all that we have before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, life sometimes rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money and
lots of money and things. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stettmiller.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is James Martinez here in California.
On the left coast. How are you doing this afternoon, James?
I got more news for you that I just literally, before I got on the air here, was going back and forth. Remember I was talking about that woman who couldn't sell her house because of the situation?
Right.
Now it's completely elevated, and it's a total war that started now. I can't wait to tell you about this.
Okay, now, just for the sake of the people that may not have been listening yesterday, and that was toward the beginning of the program, tell the fine folks out there exactly what dilemma this woman found herself in.
Okay, so for those who weren't listening yesterday, I came in and I started talking about a woman that's successful in her business, has made millions, has done very well, is not a person that really has to do with debt issues. So a lot of people think that people do when they're in business out here and they have a lot of money is they buy property and flip the property and then sell it, which is people have been doing that for years. So she purchased two houses in Hollywood Hills. She's got a very successful business. She has credit card debt that's in excess of about $400,000, which in her particular life is not a lot of money. But nonetheless, those debts were going to be paid off, or quote-unquote alleged debts were going to be paid off by the sale of her houses. She cannot sell her houses because people have come in that want to buy them that have perfect credit and perfect history and whatever cannot do so because the mortgage company will not follow through with it because they're not qualified enough. Believe it or not. So I got off the phone with her about 20-30 minutes ago, and she's going back and forth talking to B of A, and I don't mind saying their name because this is what's actually happening, because they're going to get complaints with the FTC, the Attorney General, and God knows who else. So she gets on the phone with B of A because she's determining right now that whether or not she's saying, listen, you closed one of my credit card accounts. Everything's in good standing. I have these properties out. And she explained the situation very openly. Now, remember, the banks, they already have your Social Security number, all your payment strategies, where you spend your money, what you're spending it on, your history of what you've paid, everything. So I tell her on the phone, I said, listen, this is what you're going to have to do because they're going to close down and they're going to try and break you. Because they know all your credit cards are maxed out. They've closed one, which means you're probably already damaged on your credit reports, which means you're damaged, period, because that'll take months, if not years in some cases, to take off. So now she calls up the bank, gets them on the phone, gets some eight-string moron, $5-an-hour person, has no idea what they're talking about. And, of course, they've got to get their supervisor. Now, all of which this is going on, this particular person, they know her identity. So she doesn't really have any privacy to begin with. So the people she's talking to won't reveal theirs. So in other words, if I have a dispute in progress and I have to write a complaint about it,
who do you write it to?
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
And they're not giving that out. Plus, they're tape recording the conversation, which means that information that they have with her talking about her business and what's going on, they're taking all that down to see what she has and what they can get. And that's where it just gets started. I'll get back into those bits when we
all
get
right.
back.
That's the background on the story, folks. And this is amplified many times over. This is not just happening to this woman out in California. It's happening to people all over the country. The banks are in trouble. The credit card companies want their money, and they want it now. We'll be right back with Cash Flow. James Martinez, John Stettmiller. 3-minute break. Be right back with you.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
We're back. Cash flow. We're in the middle of telling a story that developed yesterday on the program. James, if you would, continue your saga
okay.
with this poor woman.
All right. So the woman's on the phone with the bank. The bankers won't give out their names. Okay. So the credit card, when they call the credit card, they could be anywhere in the United States. Usually they're in Texas or the Dakotas or something like that. So they know that they have a dispute in progress right now, even though it's going on over the phone. So nobody's going to give out their name, because if they do, that name is going to be caught up to letters that are going to be complaints to the Attorney General, the FTC, et cetera, et cetera. So they're not even giving out their names. So what she's done now is I told her I would go on and I would discuss this particular thing and I'd keep her identity private and so forth. So and B of A knows this is going on right now, that I'm talking about this right now. So what she's going to do now is, remember, this is a person that's that has credit card debt but historically has never been late on anything. But they don't care. The banks do not care if you've been 5 years good, perfect, you've paid it off, you've always been on time, It doesn't make any difference. So any of you people out there that think that that matters, it doesn't. So just forget that. Okay, second of all, so she's going to go to her banks now, and her vote and what she's going to do now is she's going to withdraw all her money from all of the B of A accounts that she has, period. And they're going to go over to a competitor, quote-unquote, whether it's going to be Washington Mutual or Wells Fargo or whatever it is out here. So all their business is now a threat. They're going to lose it. So, but more importantly is now that she's complained and said that this particular story is going on the radio, now they're getting all nervous. They won't give out their names, but she's got to file a complaint with the FTC, and she should be allowed to do that. And it's got to be with somebody, right?
Right.
If you're going to file a complaint, it's got to have a name attached to it. And here's what happens. When you attach a name and you send out a letter that's certified return receipt with regular mail, and it comes in and somebody's got to sign for it, the person on the other end with this dispute is now bound. It's a binding situation. So that information is going to be used later on in, for argumentative purposes, because she's getting steamrolled right now. Because historically she has perfect credit, it's always paid on time, she's got properties, they won't sell, so she's getting gridlocked because of the situation, and B of A right now is not helping her out or making any adjustments because of the credit card debt. Because she has that much credit card debt, they're deciding, statistically they know she's not going to make it, so they're probably going to default, raise all the interest levels, and then she's stuck with either paying all that off, which will take a miracle, or she's going to have to dispute and go through a whole big gigantic mess, and it's going to turn into something, I mean, it's devastating for her. This is what they do, okay? For everybody that's out there, this is what they do.
James,
I don't care if you don't have any money or you do have loads of money. You're going to get it.
What is she going to do with their credit cards?
She is going to see if she can sell these properties. She's going to either have to lower the amount that she puts on them and just get the cash and dump it all, or she is going to hold off and rent those properties and use the rental money to pay the amounts, but I don't know how she's going to do that.
Or she's
going to have to go to the next level and do what I do.
I was just going to say she's almost there. Hasn't she had enough of these unscrupulous lenders, these credit card companies?
New information to her. A lot of people, they don't know about this.
That's true. I mean, you and I talk about it. We know about it. It just amazes me that people don't catch on faster, especially when they're on the pointy end of the sword and they're getting gored with it.
Right. This is like new for her. She's never had really any financial issues that have been put around like this. So a lot of people don't have that. There's a good portion of America that doesn't have to even think about this issue. But now, this is because of the collapse and all the, you know, everything's connected to everything else. Now she's got a real problem. Real problem.
Well, she's going to have to make some moves here. And since you said that one of the credit cards, that account is basically closed. If she had a Sterling credit rating, she no longer has. The other credit card companies are going to take advantage of her situation and the interest that they're going to charge her on these cards.
Right.
Universal default. And keep in mind, folks, all these credit card companies, they've got their offices out of South Dakota. Why is that? South Dakota is the only state in the union that just leaves the banks have carte blanche on what they want to charge you on credit cards. Now, if you really think about this, if you went to a bank, say WaMu, and you wanted to take out a home loan, they'd say, okay, well, it's a fixed 30-year rate if you could get one with perfect credit, which I doubt that you could right now, but just for the sake of argument. You go to WaMu, you could get 6% on a 30-year fixed. You go across the street to Bank of America, and they said, well, you know, banking industry has taken a few hits. Our profits are down. There's been a lot of speculation. You know, we're on tenuous ground. We're only going to charge you 12%. Okay, so you take out the loan at WaMu at 6%. You're a couple of years into your 30-year fixed mortgage. All of a sudden, you get your monthly mortgage payment. Well, it wasn't the same amount that you paid the month before. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, it's double. Well, why did that happen? Well, the bank decided, since they needed a little bit more cash flow and they haven't been really scrupulous in their business practices, that, well, they need a little bit more money, and we adjusted your fixed rate mortgage from 6 to 12%. That's the same thing that the credit card companies are doing once they have somebody over a barrel, knowing full well, folks, that you can't BK this debt. I don't care if you got $4,000 or you got $400,000 on credit cards. You're in the debtor's prison as far as the credit card companies are concerned. You're going nowhere.
Which is exactly where they want you to be.
That's exactly
because
what.
I was asking, so they won't give you their name, but they're tape recording the call. So What does that mean? I'm like, what are they hiding from? They know everything on you, but as far as you finding anything on them, no, no, no. Because nobody, these guys that are on the phone on the other end of these companies, they know. I mean, my question for those people, anybody that's working for a credit card company or a bank that issues credit cards that is listening to this show, you better seriously think about whether or not you can sleep well at night working with an institution that's doing that to people. Because if it's not happening to you now, it's going to happen to you at some point.
Well, and I'm totally amazed. I can't believe it. I'm watching the Talking Head shows, and again, now they're indicating that the subprime mortgage crisis is past. Banking is a little bit on more firmer ground. It's not as squishy and soggy as it was. And they're trying to push this behind them. The stock market, Dow Jones Industrial, NASDAQ, they're all at record highs.
Right,
but I noticed something else was going on. Gold and oil, they look at them as being commodities. We used to look at them as, well, the thing that made dollars worth a dollar. Ironically, they just keep moving up and up and up and up. But that's just the most visible commodities that people that see. I mean, these are, you know, we're not talking about grain futures here. We're talking about oil. We're talking about gold. Gold is over $750 an ounce. Just over a year ago, it was languishing around $5, $5.25, $5.50. A couple of years before that, it was in a couple hundred dollar range. Mm-hmm. Folks, if you look at what's going on out there, like I said to you yesterday, take the financial news, get your little markers out, mark out what you see as disastrous in red, black for no change, and green for positive. Post it, walk across the room, squint your eyes, and tell me what color you see. Now, there's a woman that wrote a book, How I Clobbered Every Bureaucratic Cash Confiscatory Agency Known to Man. Her name is Mary Elizabeth Croft. Now, she tells a little story, and this is just the first couple of paragraphs of her book. You're going to love this, James.
Okay.
She was talking to a woman. The woman called her. Her anxiety was that the IRS had been confiscating her husband's veterans benefits to settle her debt with them. All I could tell her from my years of studying the taxes, et cetera, was, you know, there is no law compelling you to pay taxes on your income. Well, to her amazement, this woman did know that, and she was delighted. I told her that if it makes you feel any better, you're not alone. The credit card banks think I owe them $40,000. I don't know that I really owe them. I just don't know how to prove it. Lo and behold, the woman came back on the phone and said, you just send the letters. This woman fell out of her chair, and it sounded like her prayers had been indeed answered. Then she produced a series of letters. The drift was to request the bank to provide me with three things, a little lowly request, validation of the debt, the actual accounting,
right,
verification of the claim against me, that being a sworn affidavit or even just a signed invoice.
Which is binding, right, of course.
Right. A copy of the contract binding both parties.
Got another thing, right.
I was to write as soon as I received these documents that I would be happy to pay any financial obligation I might lawfully owe. The banks can't validate the debt because they never sustained a loss. They can't verify any claim against me because I am not the name that they are billing. And
right,
she says here more on that later. They can't produce a copy of the contract because one doesn't exist.
Exactly.
What exists is the unenforceable unilateral contract. What the banks refer to as a contract with us is not a valid bilateral agreement since the four requirements of lawful binding contract were not met on the credit card application. Namely, full disclosure. Now, we are not told that we are creating the credit with our own signature. We're monetizing debt, folks. You're placing your signature on something, and they're creating debt out of your signature. Well, how is
right,
that possible? Well, read more about the Federal Reserve, and you'll find that out. At any rate,
exactly,
equal consideration. They bring nothing to the table, hence they have nothing to lose.
Exactly.
Lawful terms and conditions. They are based upon fraud.
Exactly.
Signatures of the parties. Now, here's the deal. Corporations can't sign because they have no right to contract, as they are legal fictions. Credit cards are a win-win for the banks and lose-lose for everybody else. It's the slickest con game on the planet. And I want to cover one other thing that people may not understand behind this. Because there's no constitutional law. There's no nothing. When you're dealing with these critters, it's all contract law, but they invalidate the contractual law. Do you get
it?
Exactly. We'll talk to you more about this right after the break.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, here's the rest of the story, James. Mm-hmm. My writing the letters worked for all but one account. The bank filed suit.
Of course.
I pored over all kinds of legal nonsense, none of which matters. How we handle banks now works beautifully, yet back in 1996 we were still fumbling, and so, since the card was in the name, similar to that of my son's father, the bank came after him. He didn't want to go to court, and since I regarded this as research, not to mention adventure, I went in his place. Now, she says... let me finish.
Now we're at the crux. Go ahead, finish.
Yeah. If you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much space. When the administrator, a.k.a. the judge, also known as a judge, called his name, she said, I stood up and said, I'm here about that matter. A year previous, she had a similar tactic, and she went to court over a seatbelt violation and was promptly thrown in jail for stating that my name was nowhere on the ticket of the summons. Although I was accurate, I didn't know what the next step was. This time, I knew what I was doing. The district court judge asked me my name. I responded, if I tell you, Well, I have entered into a contract with you. He got a little irritated. I knew I was on to something. He furiously said, I'm going to ask you again, what is your name? I said the same thing again and was literally bodily tossed from the court. On my way out, I told the bailiff, I believe I hit a nerve. And she says I was ecstatic. Now, this is where she gets down to the meat of this. She says, as it turns out, I had indeed hit upon the only issue which matters, contract. Contract law is the only law to these creatures.
That's right.
There is no constitutional law, bill of rights, charter of rights and freedoms, no codes, rules, regulations, ordinances, statutes, bylaws, or anything else which most people think of as law which applies to free sovereign people. They all apply to corporate entities. There is only one law which applies to us, the law which protects our life, liberty, rights, and property of all living souls. That which causes us to think that all these laws apply to us in the contracts or agreements we have made, either wittingly or unwittingly. If there is no contract, there is no case. Contract is the law. Contractual financial liability is all that matters, and they must prove it.
That's right. They have the burden of proof. They have the burden of proof, and also, I do know that in the U.S. right now, there's, because I know about all the court cases that are going on in the U.S., and it's been in every single state, and what the things that you just mentioned are correct, and they will sue you when you ask questions like that. Mm-hmm. So, again, if they sue the person, well, I would say they sue me, I am the defendant, and the plaintiff has to prove that there is a debt, of course, et cetera, et cetera. But I will tell you that of all the court cases I've ever seen, none of them rule on the money creation thing because they cannot. And the reason they cannot is because if they do, then it's case law and then the whole jig is up. So they're going to rule on procedural things to get the defendant out since the plaintiff cannot prove that there actually was a debt. And all these law firms all over the country, you're all going to get it and you're all going to fall into this thing because it's not just me doing this. It's all over the place. The people are, that don't even know what we're talking about are going to courts and having to deal with this issue. And the judges are sitting there. They know what's up.
Yeah.
They know what's up.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not going to rule on this because you go to any court is like a bank, and they can't. So it's in a weird predicament. So this woman that I'm predicting to know right now, I want everybody to know this universal default thing with all the credit cards, they were supposed to pass legislation. I don't know if it's passed because the fact is if it was passed or not, it doesn't matter. Because they do what they want to do, and they know that you as a consumer aren't going to do anything because you don't know how.
That's
they
right.
know you don't have the money to hire an attorney and fight it. And you know it's just going to be an administrative paperwork that goes on for 6 months to a year, if that. And you may get a letter back or a phone call. So they know all that.
But
so
yeah.
This is what's going on.
They're going to continue, James, to huff and puff and try to blow your house down.
That's right.
But
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, folks, if you know the game, if you know the rules of which they have to play by, you then know how to go after them and shut them down. You know,
right.
I mean, it's fascinating to me. They weave all this web of deceit, this fiction. And folks, when we talk about corporate fictions, this is what the government, this is what the banks do. All this is done as corporate entity, so they must speak to you, or at least try to make you believe that you're a corporate entity. When you get a bill, check it out. How is your when they address you? How is your name in that little window of that bill that they send you?
Put it all caps.
That's all caps. You want to know why that is? Because that is contractually correct. If you are a what? A corporation. They've created a fictional entity. Only corporations can deal with corporations. They can't deal with a sovereign person. Therein lies their chink in their armor. And it's all a construct. And they've made you believe that this is the way that it's done and that this is all legal and everything else. When I get back, I'm going to tell you a little story about a guy up in Michigan that had a little problem during a little messy divorce and a wife that... Well, she just wanted to get back a little bit, and she still had the Monkey Ward's credit cards, and, well, she had a serious case of the butt, and she was going to hurt this guy. Well, he went to court, and I'll tell you the story of what happened. By the way, I'll give you a little hint. His name is now Coffee Bean Gene. And I'll explain
that. Yeah, I know about this case.
I'll explain this when we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
In Michigan, several years ago, there was a guy that was going through a divorce, and he overlooked one small thing. He had forgotten about some of his credit cards, one in particular with Montgomery Ward's, which is no longer in business. But he had a card that, there were two signatures on the card. It was a joint account holder. And his wife went out during this divorce, and after the divorce, and just ran up some astronomical charges at Monkey Ward's. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, Montgomery Ward's is demanding payment from her, and she goes, "I don't have any money. Go after my husband." So Montgomery Ward lawyers got her into court, or got him into court, rather, and they stipulated their case, and they provided their information, and the lawyers for Monkey Ward says, "Your Honor, you know, we plead for relief in this case. You know, the defendant owes us X number of dollars." And the judge looked and said, "Well, you know, sir, Gene, do you agree with this?" And he says, "Well, He says, let me ask you a question, Your Honor. He says, what is, they say that I owe so many dollars in debt. He says, can you give me an explanation of what the dollar is?
Yeah, there we go.
Well, the judge was starting to get a little antsy because the judge knew exactly where this guy was going.
Uh-huh.
If you take a look at your money in your pocket, let me pull something out here. And it's on all the bills, and I don't care if it's a dollar bill or it's a $100 bill. This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. This is not real money, folks. This is another fictional creation of these money masters. But he looked at the judge and he says, Your Honor, he says, I want your explanation of what a dollar is. Well, the judge knew exactly where he was going because this is a debt instrument. It's really not money, folks. The stuff that you have in your pocket is not money. So the judge, at this point in time, he is exasperated. He was about ready to burst a gasket. And he yelled at this guy and he said, look, he says, I don't care how you settle this debt. I don't care if you pay it off in coffee beans. Well, the eventual ruling of it, because there was literally no distinction between a coffee bean and a dollar, this man went into the clerk of courts every 30 days with his coffee beans to settle his debt in that court.
I know about that case. Somebody called me on that, and I said, can send me the court docket on that. And I said, was it sealed? What was the story?
Yeah.
Because I heard the background, because it was because it's a commodity, beans,
right.
Something like that. I heard this like a year ago, and I thought, okay, great, that's nice. Send me the court docket and send me, you know, the case, because I doubt that that would be, they'd allow that. It's probably sealed and shut off. That's
what I'm presuming
it works.
This judge, he just went on a rampage. Things got out of control because this guy was actually had the audacity to stand in an equity court and ask the judge, excuse me, but what are these things you keep mentioning here? What the heck is this dollar?
Yeah, good for him. That's good.
And hence the lore of Coffee Bean Gene in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's right.
I mean, amazing stuff. By the way, markets are up, folks. I hope you're rolling the dice. I hope you, hope you're out there rolling the dice like these crazy gamblers in Nevada are doing. I hope you understand that this market that you're looking at right now is not an indication of this economic health of this country. And again, I'll keep repeating this till I drill this into people's heads. Inflation is running at almost 12%. There are massive, massive, massive amounts of money that the United States government owes everybody. And now, how is that possible if we're supposed to pay our taxes into a government and they only spend the amount of money that they have to spend? And there are no more programs, there's nobody gets another thin dime unless they have the money in the coffers. You know, like you have to do with your checkbook at your local bank. Try writing $1,000 over what you have in your account. I think you're going to get a call from a bank. I think any previous checks that you're out there floating around are going to bounce. You're going to have to pay that bank their fee, in many cases up to $35, $40 per check. They're saying everything is going to be okay. Well, here's one from Bloomberg. Now, here's indicators, folks. Remember what I said about getting out your markers and marking financial reports or corporate memos or whatever else and start drawing colors into them and take a look at what color they are. On this is off of Bloomberg.com. U.S. home foreclosures doubled in September from a year earlier as subprime borrowers struggled to make payments on adjustable rate mortgages. And this is according to Realty Track, Inc. There were 223,538 foreclosures filings last month.
Wow.
And including default and auction notices and bank repossessions. An 8% decline from August. California had the most, and you're out there on the left coast, with 51,259, and Florida was second with 33,354. Now, the national foreclosure rate was one every 557 households. And this is according, again, to California-based Realty Track in Irvine, California. Now, foreclosures are deepening the U.S. housing recession by pushing more homes onto the market where sales and prices are dropping like rocks. There's a 10-month supply of unsold homes, the highest at least in 8 years. As many as half of the 450,000 subprime borrowers whose mortgages will reset through November may lose their homes because they can't afford the higher payments. And according to Credit Suisse Group, that was their report, the truth of the matter is that borrowers are going into default as soon as they hit their adjustments. And this is according to Rick Sharga, Executive Vice President of Marketing of RealtyTrack. The company sells foreclosure information and has a database of more than 1 million properties from 2,500 U.S. counties. Now, prices in 20 U.S. metropolitan areas fell almost 4% in the 12 months through July, the most on record, according to the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index. Now, the adjustable rate mortgages to subprime borrowers, people with limited or weak credit histories, accounted for 7.3% of all home loans and 44% of all new foreclosures, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association in Washington. Adjustable loans have lower introductory or teaser rates that can be reset by 50 to 100% after 2 or 3 years, meaning that, say that you have a $1,500 mortgage, $1,500 a month mortgage, that can increase as much as $3,000 after the adjustment. Now, foreclosures on loans made in 2005 may start to wind down at the end of the year, while loans made in the first half of 2006 will probably lead to an additional foreclosures in the middle of 2008. This wave ends in December, and another wave starts in May. Now, Nevada, I didn't know Nevada was that populated, but evidently people build houses out there. It's the desert, folks. Nevada had the highest foreclosure rate in September among U.S. states. One of every 100.
Way to go, Vegas.
I'm telling you, they're out there rolling them bones. One for every 185 households, 5,504 filings, an increase of 187% from a year ago.
Oh, boy.
Now, Florida's rate was the second highest with one of every 248 households, and California was third with one of every 253 households. Now, the foreclosure process typically begins when a borrower is more than 90 days late on a mortgage payment and the lender files a notice of default. If the borrower doesn't pay what's owed, the property goes to auction. If the bids don't reach that amount, the lender takes ownership of the house. So, folks, you're sitting in a $300,000 house right now. You got a fresh, brand-new mortgage on it. You can't make the mortgage payments. Now it'll go to auction. But the bank doesn't want that to happen because whoever bids the highest at an auction, and sometimes there are minimum sets, but an auction is an auction. Whatever a bidder is willing to put down on the table as cash, they have to consider it. But 9 times out of 10, you're not going to go out there and pick up a $300,000 home for $50,000. So what happens? Well, the bank has to take the property back. Then it sits on the market, and it's just sitting there growing mold or collecting dust. And in the meantime, guess where you're at? Unless you go to grandma's house, you're living under a bridge.
That's it.
Simple as that.
That's it. You got it. That's what's going on. And it's all tied in together. I after talking to this woman, I mentioned her story and stuff, but I said, just see if you can get somebody a name, somebody to give you a name. They know they're doing something wrong. And I'm like, I've told people before, go ahead, contact the FTC or your attorney general's office and see how many complaints there's been with the credit cards. It's millions and millions and millions, okay? So they know what's going on.
Oh, and
yet, you as an individual, if you do something wrong, you're going to pay. And your life is going to be seriously distracted.
But
while they, you know, it's just so unfair to me that when we do something right and have a history of doing something right, and we do something wrong because, you know, we get hit by lightning or we get hit by a car or something happens, and then we miss by 24 seconds on our payment of our credit card.
Thank you very much for playing the game. You're penalized.
We get the shaft across the board, have a nice day, and they don't care.
That's right. Hey, we got a caller hanging online. I just wanted to make mention of the fact that what you're seeing the credit card companies doing right now and the banks, they're trying to maximize, they're trying to pull, and they're forcing people into position of total payout, if it is at all possible. And this is, folks, it's quiet insanity that you're seeing going on right now. And for all intents and purposes, go in and take a look at your bank manager. He's sitting there in his little suit behind his desk. He looks all cool, calm, and collected. The underpinnings of this, the foundation is cracked and it's crumbling. And
that's
if they don't get a handle on this, and then I don't know how it's even going to be possible, because there is trillions and trillions of dollars of bad loans out there. We keep talking about subprime mortgages, but there's also other factors in this market that these unscrupulous people, these profit mongers out there, have been doing, trying to repackage loans, trying to repackage the debt, trying to pawn it off on anybody. And nobody wants to touch this stuff anymore. The banks in this country don't even want to touch each other. They don't even want to make short-term loans to each other because they don't know what little time bomb is ticking in their sets of books at these respective banks. Ken from Missouri, thanks for holding. Hello, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was calling about talking about the credit card stuff. I had a refinance or reconsolidate where I had a outfit to set me up on payments, and I consolidated, you know, got all my credit cards taken care of.
Right.
My wife had missed one, and then after they got this deal passed in Congress on you can't file bankruptcy on credit cards.
Yep. And thanks to Orrin Hatch and Mr. Graham for doing that, and George Bush was just ecstatic because he just kissed the butt of the bankers.
Yeah, I was been thanking them for it, but
yeah, I bet you have.
Anyway, after that happened, if it had been a credit card, I guess it had been at fault for a couple of years. But after that it happened, all of a sudden I get a letter from lawyer, and then I had to go to court and everything. We worked out a deal to sell it, pay them $100 a month or something like that. Well, I fell at work and got hurt, so I wasn't being able to pay. And the next thing I know, I had every account that I had. Frozen.
Mhm. There you go.
What can you do about this after what can I do about it? That's what I'm trying to get the answer.
Well, Ken, I kind of got the bullet points of your story, and I know what you've experienced, a lot of people have experienced. And at this point, if there's already been if the court case has gone through and there's a judgment against you and they've gone in to your accounts, they will satisfy that judgment, but at this point, because you didn't dispute it and you don't have some kind of defense countermeasure, because once the judgment has gone down and you have not set up a defensive argument for the issue, they got you. I don't know what to tell you on that other than I'm glad you called in and shared your story with that, but I don't like the fact that you I would totally be cash and carry, so they can't come in and take anything for starters. I would consider moving to a different state and consider changing your name. All of those things, just because, and I'm hypothetically saying, because I don't need to know everything that's going on with you before I suggest something that, you know, may be right or wrong for you for that particular thing. But, my heart goes out to you and yours having to do that, because I know,
Ken,
Ken,
let me ask you a question here. Do you have anything that, you can liquidate? Anything of value that you can move out of their clutches? Because once they get that judgment, and this is what we're trying to explain to people, before this happens, you better get on the horn right now, and you better be talking to the guy that's on the other end of the microphone out here on the left coast, because what happened to you, Ken, is eventually going to happen to everybody. If you lose your job, your income, whatever you want to call it, then things start to tumble until you put up a defense and say, wait a minute here. No, you sons of buggers aren't going to wipe me out. I'm going to have some protections here. The only thing at this point I could tell you is if anything that they have not put under lock and key right now, move it off of property, put it with friends, relatives, and you just may, Ken. And this is hard to say, because you've probably been in your area. How long have you lived where you've lived?
20 years.
Yeah, so you know that's home, but James is essentially correct. It might be time to get out of Dodge, because they just clipped your wings and they don't plan on you taking flight again.
Well, the problem is I just can't jump up and move, because I got 60 tigers, lions, and leopards. I have a sanctuary here that I'm trying to keep afloat. That's basically what got me in debt, you know, because I was supporting the sanctuary there for a long time.
So now, what's interesting to me, Ken, is that some of this information may be new to you, but you showed in good intention. You went to go get credit card debt consolidation, which is basically going to the bankers and say, hey, I can't pay these. We need to restructure, and I want to pay them, but I'm going to, instead of paying it for 10 years, I'll pay it for 50 years. So you got into that, and then what happened is you got into this accident, and you weren't able to work. Thereby, you, quote-unquote, defaulted on whatever their new agreement was. So the attorneys come in, probably within 30 days to 60 days, sent you a letter, said, we're going to do this. You didn't have the money to put it up a defense, and they had a default judgment against you. Boom, the gavel went down, and then they started taking money out of your account. Is that correct?
Yeah, that just froze my whole account.
Yeah. Ken, let me ask you a question. You mentioned a refuge. Is that your refuge?
Well, I started the refuge up, yes.
Okay, now, for the sake of the animals, and, you know, this is a timely call for you. You never know what you're going to learn here. Ken, just hang on through the break, because I might have a solution for those big cats that you have.
Mm-hmm.
We might be able to help you at least with that, with relocating those animals.
All right.
Okay, so just hang on. We'll take the break here. Geez, you never know who you're going to talk to on this program, James.
There you go.
You just never know. My sister, she's up in Michigan. She works with a lot of rescue places. I'll tell you more about it after the break. Hang on, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line.
Hey,
published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll be right back.
We're back. Short segment here in the wrap-up on cash flow. Ken, how many big cats do you have?
60.
60?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to need some help quickly. My sister is well-connected with the rescue operators. You might recognize such names as Tippi Hedren. She was the one that was in Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, the blonde.
Yeah, I know her.
Yeah. She may be of some service here. We'll get you connected with people that might be able to find those cats a home. What else do you have up there?
Just lions, tigers, leopards. I got a big black bear, Arctic wolves.
Okay. All right. The bears and the wolves I don't know about, but I know they can help you with the cats. And I've got all your information here, Ken. I've got your phone number and your email. I will contact my sister this evening, and we'll see if we can't come to the aid, at least of your cats, if we can't come to your aid financially.
All right. Yeah. See, they had attached my account, and I just went down and had my account put in my wife's name. They can't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't touch any of my money right now because it's all through workman's comp.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't, Ken.
As long as I don't put it in my account and under my name is the only reason why they can't touch it.
Well, Ken, just don't ever get in your head that there's something they can't do, because I've seen them do all kinds of amazing things. That,
now, it was for just $500, now it's for $2,000.
All right. Well, Ken, I'm sorry to hear your story. You should have contacted us earlier. We could have put up a better fight and maybe salvaged some of this, but we'll see what we can do for you.
All right,
Ken, you take care, man.
I appreciate it.
And everything else on my animals now, too. So.
Okay. All right, well, hey, I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Take care, Ken.
There's the love of the guy's life. He likes the big cats.
Wow. See, there you go.
60 of them. Do you know what the food bill on feeding 60 cats is?
I can only imagine.
I couldn't even imagine. That's mighty expensive. Mm-hmm. So the guy had a business going on up there, and, well, he's gone. And folks, I don't care if you're rescuing and harboring big cats, or I don't care if you've got Safari Adventure out there. I don't care what you're doing out there. This is going to continue to spiral down. That's why we're urging you to take a good and don't take the fanciful notion. Don't try to tell yourself that somehow things are going to get better. You know, just because there were all those people that died on the Titanic, that was no consolation that the person standing next to you was going to drown as well. Now is the time to take a look at your financial situation, get your butt in gear, and start protecting yourself. Because, and James, you've said this humpteen times, and you better say it humpteen times more, there is nobody out there that's going to protect you. There's not going to be any knight on a silver steed riding up here or on a white steed and save you. You're going
that's exactly
to have
right.
to, you're going to have to do it yourself.
All right, so anybody that's got credit card debt, that you're in over your head or you're getting close to that point, you feel free to give me a call at 1-877-331-0626, or you may email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. That email is just, it's also listed on the website as well. The key here is, while things are somewhat manageable, is to address it now. Because here's the thing, like I just mentioned, you can be going along perfectly in life, and if you have a mistake and you're dealing with the credit cards now and something happens that you did not foresee, that's it for you. Everything else falls after that, just like with this gentleman we just had on, Ken.
And, folks, if you're out there worrying about, oh, my credit rating, well, I'll use the analogy in the Titanic. I mean, it didn't matter a lick whether you had a life preserver on or not. You still drowned. Start taking the action. Give this guy a call, 877-331-0626, or email him at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. My friend James, I will see you tomorrow.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Alrighty. Bye-bye, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. It's true.